The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Our girl behind the scenes, Jessie Watt, our producer, finally changed her oil after 2 years.
Oh.
Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show brought to you by Kohl's. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the check engine poppy.
Look, nobody in this room is mechanically inclined. I will say that myself, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, or Anthony A. But we know enough to change the oil on a regular basis. When Jessie in his studio started talking about the fact that she hadn't changed her oil, Automatic and Ant were like, how long is it been? When she said 2 years, I thought you guys were going to fall out of your chairs.
Well, your car's about ready to blow up at that point.
Oh, you're going to start hearing ticks and you're going to start, it could just explode.
I mean,
you just stop working. The
maybe
engine.
Not. At that point, you're rolling with the Lord. All right. You're rolling.
It must
rolling
be.
That's a hope and a prayer.
The
right
most
there.
Blessed car of all time.
Yes.
I don't know. I had another friend that didn't change his oil for, I think, 3 years on his truck, and then it just blew up.
Well, of course, Automatic. Of course, I actually did have a girlfriend. She bought a brand new car. It was her first new car. She was a single mom. We worked together at a college, and she was so proud of herself, and I was too. It was a Honda Accord.
Mm-hmm.
3.5 years, no oil change, and the car never stopped working. I do not recommend this.
I'm telling you right now. An Accord will keep going no matter
I guess.
What.
That I was like,
era
oh my
of
gosh.
Accords and Civics that just lasted forever.
They're still on the road.
Everywhere you look,
they could have
300,000 yes. miles on them. And they haven't yes. got an oil change yet.
You know, it's crazy. When I met DJ Automatic, I had an old Accord. I had bought it. First kind of new car that I'd ever had. It was beat up, though, by the time I met Automatic. Like I said, I'd had it forever. He hated going anywhere in that car. He would not, I'd say, let's go here, let's go there. And he would be like, let's go in my car, because he had a new car. Then I got a fancy car, and all he wanted to do was drive it around.
I mean, we
got
to go in the nice car at that point.
I guess, but I'm really good at maintaining my car. I'm not mechanically inclined. Mm. There's this new joke going around
you
on
don't
TikTok.
Drive your car. That's why your cars last forever. Dana's car is a 2016, and it has 33,000 miles on it.
37 Whoa. Now because you've been driving it, but who's counting? Anyway, when I decided to talk about this, I was reminded of a TikTok and Instagram meme that's going around. It says, boomers, look under the hood. Gen X and millennials call their mechanic. Gen Z says, I got to trade my car and it's broken. And it's true.
I think that was funnier in meme form.
You know what, Anthony? That's why you get paid to tell the jokes. Yeah. You're the professional comedian here. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we're celebrating the never-ending number. It's National Pi Day.
So math is a constant.
Yes.
I thought, yeah, I'm not good at math. I had to look it up. And it is when you divide a circle's circumference by its diameter, you always get the same number, which is 3.14159. I don't even know what that means.
Ooh.
But I can read it. So.
They try to teach it to me in high school. I wasn't listening,
yeah,
but they tried.
Literature was my thing. All right, what's
shout
next?
Papa John's and 7-Eleven are also doing participating pie deals.
Yeah.
So be sure to check out with them.
Pizza is a circle.
There it is. And right. We'll go right along next to National Potato Chip Day.
Pizza and chips. I know it sounds horrible, but I love it. My favorite potato chip is the plain Lay's in the yellow bag. And if you eat enough of them, your fingers get just enough salt so when you lick them, you get that little extra treat at the end.
I love those jalapeno potato chips, the kettle ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the kettle.
I think they're called like Miss Vicks or something like that.
I don't know, but those are really good, Automatic. Those are tasty, too.
I like to be I've been on a sour cream and onion kick lately, which.
Anthony?
The Ruffles?
Yeah. Ruffles
underrated?
Or Lay's, all the way. The plain ones, too? I'll take them all.
Okay, look, going a little bit out there, but those sour cream and cheddar ones, hey now!
Hello.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's Down in the DM Breakdown. Candace thought that her man, Mike, was talking to someone else because they had split up for a minute, got back together, and she found this dating app on his phone. So I pretended to be the girl that she knew 100% had messaged him, right? This woman named Kim. I was trying to figure out, is it going down in the DM or not? It did not go down in the DM.
You know what? Your girl doesn't have to know anything about this. You know, they had nothing to do with us, though. We just hanging out, you know?
Yeah. You know, like, I'm sorry. We could still be friends, but...
Okay, Mike, that's it. He passed the test. I tried twice. And I did my sexy voice, too. So, hey, Mike, this is Dana from the Dana Cortez Show. Your girl, Candace, she was worried that you were interested in this Kim, but thankfully you're not.
You're what?
And I'm not Kim. I'm Dana Cortez. We've got DJ Automatic and Anthony A and Candace on the line. Candace, you got to say something. Candace.
Candace, say something.
Candace.
Girl, it's okay. He's not talking to Kim, but you gotta speak up.
She hung up.
And Candace just hangs up and leaves us hanging with Mike. And Mike is like, hello?
Which I didn't even know that was an option in down in the DM, so.
Never happened. I'm like, what is happening? Usually we have a conversation. Now we have full disclosure. At times I've been like, okay, thank you so much, and not told the person. But the fact that Candace, who contacted me, who DM'd me for this whole thing, that she just hung up. My advice to her, since Mike seemed confused, just don't say anything. Just don't say anything, because it could cause an argument unnecessarily.
There you go.
It doesn't need to escalate into anything else. You know for certain Mike's not doing anything. Sometimes, for instance, DJ Automatic, I have to admit, I have
not... You keep things from me, obviously.
Well, sometimes, you know, you might ask, where did that bag come from? Oh, I've had this bag for years. This old thing, this jacket, this old thing, these shoes.
When you have as many clothes and bags and shoes as Dana has, I can't keep up with it all.
It might not be 100% true, but it avoids an unnecessary argument.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Is that telling the truth?
No, that's lying.
It is not lying. It is not lying. If I'm wearing this, it's not brand new.
There it is.
Doesn't mean you didn't just buy it, though.
That's not the point.
How about it's bending the narrative? That sounds like a good one.
I like that. Bending the narrative. There are times you have to do that, because why would she start a fight with him? She knows he's not doing anything wrong. He obviously mistakenly left the dating app on his phone. He just didn't click to delete it. He had no intention whatsoever.
I think he didn't have any intention, but I don't think he mistakenly left it there. I think he just left it there just in case.
Hot take. Well, then, girl, you better hit him up right now and tell him what's going on. No.
I was
going
to say, because Candace is wrong. Candace is very wrong in this situation, and she doesn't want to say, hey, y'all, it was me. And my ladies never told me they have, but it's hard to get them to admit they're sorry.
So girls that you've dated have never said they're sorry?
They have, but it's tough. Automatic, have you?
I'm trying to think of a time that Dana actually said sorry to me. I think that she's always kind of works her way around. Hey, can I cook for you? Hey, can I do? Hey, I did your laundry, and I think that's her way of saying I'm sorry.
That's
but the words, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that. I don't know that I've ever heard that come out of her mouth.
When I make his coffee for him, he knows I'm sorry.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
SZA is calling Kendrick Lamar a diabolical wizard. I will tell you why, and also why she says that the tour and everything going on, still not the pinnacle of her career. This and more, but first let's get celebrity birthdays on Anthony A.
We have Simone Biles and Steph Curry celebrating their birthday.
Oh, all right.
Curry, way down top.
Big day for sports there. All right, so my girl SZA is spilling tea on a tour. She said that so far what she's seen, she called Kendrick a diabolical wizard. She said, we are in for a treat, which I know. You know, we love Kendrick. SZA herself puts on an incredible show. When I went to her show, it was just all of us ladies singing every word to all of her songs. So I know this is going to be great. And the highlight of her career, I thought would be Super Bowl. Nope. She said, not this upcoming tour, nor Super Bowl. It's when I was invited to be on Sesame Street.
Oh.
She said, when I got to talk to all of the characters, she said, you don't understand. It was like a dream. Elmo, Big Bird, Oscar the Grouch. She had a full-on convo with Cookie Monster. She said at this point in her career, she realized, I think I've actually made it. Take a listen.
Hi, SZA.
Hey, Cookie.
Me so happy you're here on Sesame Street.
Me so happy to be here on
Sesame
Street.
Yeah, you know, we got you a little surprise. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1.
SZA! Thank you so much. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, me think next time I'm just gonna give you a cookie.
Oh my gosh, and I understand that, because growing up watching the show, it had such an impact on my life, and I felt like these characters were I don't, like, I knew them somehow.
They were your friends growing up.
They were my friends. Yes,
I mean, Big Bird. Doesn't get much bigger than Sesame Street, and I understand why she feels like this is the pinnacle of her career.
I guess I understand too, Automatic, because it's children. And when children accept you, when children love you, it's different. If you meet somebody, I'll say this right now, if you meet somebody and kids don't like them, watch out, because kids have a sixth sense. I really believe that.
Yeah, no, I think also Sesame Street comes with like a big, strong, nostalgic feel too for like everybody.
It does.
It's one of those programs that is like an American icon, an American staple. So, you know, before Kendrick gets any crazy ideas, don't do any Sesame Street dishes. Kendrick Lamar. Because
watch
one
out,
person,
Big Bird.
There's one person who could do what Drake was supposed to do. It might be Oscar the Grouch.
I think so, too. You ain't winning that battle, K-Dot.
Yeah.
He's going to drag him into the trash.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A Memphis man says that he was shot by his dog while lying in bed. So this man was taken to the hospital early in the morning in non-critical condition. The dog, he wasn't a great shot. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. So what happened is he had his gun loaded on the side of the bed. The puppy, he's a pit bull puppy named Oreo, jumped up into the bed and boom.
Oh.
The gun fired.
He said, how about that cream filling?
Oh, my gosh. Grazed his thigh. Luckily, doctor said it was just inches away from the main. It's an aorta, right? Oh,
I thought you were going to say his main.
Oh, well.
That's what I thought you were talking about, too. Whoa, dude, man's best friend. Take it out, man's best friend. It's not good. Not good at all, man. So was this on purpose, you think?
It was not.
Did he feed the dog that night?
I'm done with the dry dog food.
Where were the treats?
I got a bone to pick with you.
Literally. No, and the dog's fine. The man's fine. He did go home the next day. They kept him overnight just to make sure everything
was
okay.
Are you keeping that dog after it shoots you, though?
Yeah, it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, you're going to need a support animal. So, yeah.
And it's your own fault, automatic. You're supposed to put the gun under your bed. Definitely not right beside you to sleep next to you. He could have rolled over on the bed and discharged the firearm on himself.
What do you think the dog was thinking right before he pulled the trigger? And he's like, who's the good boy now?
I don't know, but who would think that a dog named Oreo would do something like this? He's got the sweetest, gentlest name.
Maybe he's led a rough life.
Hey, nice, dude. You never realize how ridiculous your dog's name is until you have to yell it out, like angry or frustrated. Just imagine being shot.
Even know what to do. Call the police or get you a cookie.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.